I'm gonna use a metaphor. When you pull, when the confetti is swept up and is vacuumed up and you see your bare floor, are you happy there? When you get past all the pretty stuff, can you be happy there?
Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast with your favorite Jersey girl, Shira Renee. And today's episode is a little different. You know, I love to do a good old roundtable. So in honor of the month of February, I wanted to have some of my favorite people on the podcast to discuss their journeys with love. Author Nikki Nicole is the host of the Breaking the Silence podcast. She is a graphic designer, author, and my co-host on our new podcast, The Preparation Podcast. Thomas Barron is a minister, man of God, husband, and father. He is a content creator and enjoys making social media seasick with his waves and his hair. Z Smith, aka Poetically Sincere, is a poet, author, mother, and a survivor, and her story has been told previously on an episode in season 4. So make sure you check that out. And Charlie Nice is a poet, a prophet, and a dreamer. This episode is titled Love Unfiltered. So let's get into this fun roundtable discussion. Hey, y'all.
Dang.
Hey,
what's up?
That was so dry, right?
Yeah, no, y'all dry. Hey,
right, come on, y'all need to be excited.
Hey,
okay. Let's start over.
All right.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Y'all a mess. Y'all be talking about me. It be y'all. Okay. So first off, thank you guys for coming. I appreciate you all. And I'm gonna let y'all tell the people about yourselves in the order that it's in. Nikki, Thomas, Z, and then Charlie.
Oh wow, she did it to me again.
At least you're not after Thomas. It's all right.
Yeah, see? Yeah. You're right.
I ain't do nothing yet.
That's the point.
All right, y'all. I am Author Nikki Nicole, host of Breaking the Silence podcast. That's all I got.
I know you lying. Whoa. We gonna start this over again. You said you what? You who?
The host of the Breaking the Silence podcast. That's all I got.
Try again.
Oh my God.
You might as well here introduce me if you're gonna tell me to say something.
How this go? To my right. Okay. We got the author, coach author, Nikki Nicole, host of the international Breaking the Silence podcast, author, graphic designer, extraordinaire. Okay. Get it right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's how you should announce yourself everywhere you go.
Child, I'm humble. I'm always be humble.
Child.
You can't be humble with a resume, Nikki.
I swear. Somebody supposed to be agreeing with Thomas.
Resume, somebody, I'm humble. Okay.
You next. Why'd you say I'm a father, a minister?
See, there you go. There you go, right there. There you go, right there. Yeah, I don't even got to introduce myself because she did it for me.
A man of God.
Like I said, I'm just a regular dude living a regular life, serving an irregular God.
Ooh. Okay, I love it. Go ahead. Oh,
it's my turn?
Yes.
All right. I am Poetically Sincere, Z Smith, whichever one. I'm her. I'm a mom. I am the greatest wife in the world.
I know that's right.
He said, mm-hmm. And I'm an author. I'm a poet. That's me. That's it.
Oh my God.
Your turn.
Yeah, I know. Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Charlie Nice, a poet, a prophet, a dreamer, a father, caring person. That's all I got.
Do him like you did. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet.
No, you a podcaster, so you know you gotta be extra. You a podcaster. This is what you do. You introduce yourself every day. Don't do that. We're gonna be good tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna be good tonight.
That. Okay, y'all. So we're gonna be
lying on this internet. We already cutting up.
It's like you might as well just keep it moving, keep it going. Okay, so we're gonna talk about tonight. We're gonna talk about love. We're gonna talk about marriage, for those of you who are married, and just some of your experiences. So, speaking of love, I want you guys to individually tell me, how do you define love, and has it evolved over time based off of the relationships that you have been in and or currently in?
Same order.
Yes, ma'am. Same order.
That means Thomas gonna come behind me with some good stuff. Okay, so love can mean a lot of different things to me, especially when it comes down to relationships. When I was young, I didn't know what love was. I'm just gonna be honest. I didn't know what love was because I'm a big person on people showing me they love me. And that didn't happen when I was young. But as time went by and I started dealing with different people from different places, then I started realizing that love had a different definition. But when I met my wife, y'all, that changed the game. That changed the game. I finally knew what love really was because I went from talking to her on the phone from the very moment that she asked me for my number now, y'all. From that day to being married, for being together almost 20 years, I never imagined being with somebody that knew me, really knew me, from front to back. So love to me has just been different. Rather than somebody just telling me they love me, she shows me that she loves me. And that's a difference.
See, that was good. That was good, Nikki. Look at you.
That was the heart, girl. That was the heart.
I love it.
Now watch Thomas though.
See, can y'all move my picture on the screen?
You're gonna have to put Charlie next to you because you
okay. I'm gonna try not to make this answer complicated.
Please don't. I'm behind you.
No, be you, yo. Speak from the heart. That's what we're talking about.
BFF.
You right.
Oh, love. Love is patient, love is kind. Love doesn't brag, love doesn't boast, doesn't act disgracefully, love never fails. When you read that scripture, it always says love is, which means love is action, like Nikki was saying. And the Bible says there is no greater love than a friend that will lay down his life for you. And I had to come to that realization, will I lay down my life for my wife? The answer is absolute yes, from the door. And that's what love is to me. It's action in what you do, not what you say. I'm big on actions. I'm really little on words. You can say all you want to me, and if you don't show me no action, then that means you don't love. It's just you love in word. And if you love in word, you're just wasting my time. Love is the most important thing because we have nothing without it. I'm gonna stop right
there. Amen.
I love it.
Right. All right. I like that. That was good. To me, love is time, right? But there's a difference between being in love and loving somebody. I love you. You know, you tell everybody I love you, right? But how do you feel when you're in love with somebody? Like that's a different feeling. Me, the in love feeling, when I'm in love, I invest every bit of my time, every bit of me, every bit of what I have is given to you. My heart, my soul, my energy, everything, right? My husband for me is, I don't know what greatness, greatness, how do you describe greatness? You know, you go through relationships, you meet different people, but to meet somebody that's for you, and you know in your heart, your soul, that this person is your person, then you know I'm in love. I'm in love, y'all. So I don't know. That's my thoughts.
It's the glow for me. You see, like the cheeks, they just glowing. Like I'm loving this for you, sis.
I'm so happy. This is great.
I mean, if anybody has heard your story on me or Nikki's podcast, like I love this for you, and you're so deserving of it. So to see you just, you know, talk about this in real time, I'm just happy that we can experience, you know, this side of life with you, and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Charlie, you up next.
I can feed off of Thomas and I can feed off my sis. Love is a combination of time and patience. They say females love quicker than guys, right? So I guess the guys have to match their energy and match their level every single day. Basically, what I'm trying to say is this. Us guys, it's hard for us to love because we go through a lot, you know? So basically, when the time is right, we'll be connected with the female. Love to me, it means every day I get to look that person in the eyes and tell them how I feel, and I don't get judged. To me, love means somebody's actually giving me a chance to come into their world and see what it's all about. I could speak forehand because right now I'm really, really, really in love with somebody. And like every day, it's like a ride for me. It's a thrill. I love it, you know? And I'm so happy that I'm in love with this person, man. It's like she changed me in so many ways. Like I told her that I need you to be patient with me. And she said the same thing, probably because what we've been through in our past, and we're trying to make everything happen in the present so our future could be just delightful. So to me, love, it's like a different change in your life, you know? Really love it.
Because I have to piggyback because I know Nikki going to be like, well, you didn't say nothing. I think it's a combination of everything that you guys said. Love is definitely sacrificial. Love is intentional. Love is a safe space. And love just, it hits different, you know, like you said, Z, being in love is totally, it's a totally different experience from when you thought you were in love compared to when you know you're in love. Like, it's a totally different experience. You look different. You see different, you feel different, you feel lighter, you feel freer. And it definitely can change over time as you grow and you meet different people. I think the experiences that you have gives you a little bit of little pieces of what you were experience at the end of it. When you finally get into it, you'll see certain glimpses of previous relationships, certain things that you liked or you didn't like, or whatever the case may be. You'll see all the things that you like with your person. Like, yeah, I like this aspect of that relationship. It amazes me how this person has that or this or that. So if you pay attention to who you are, then it's easier for you to know when you found love, because it won't be any friction. It'll be cohesive. And of course, you guys are not going to get along every day. You know, y'all going to argue, whatever the case may be. But when you know you're in love with a person, it doesn't matter what you go through. You want to go through that with that person and that be the only person. So that's how you know. If you don't SpongeBob them, right, Nikki? If you don't SpongeBob them and you want to go through everything with this person, that's your person. So to me, that's what love is. Willing to, like the Bible says, right, endure all things, and be a sacrifice. You're not thinking of yourself. You're thinking of each other. What is the common goal for us? Not just me. How can I make you happy? Not versus, oh, how can he or she make me happy? So that's what love is to me.
No visual.
Nah, no visual. No visual. Don't do me. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try not to do a visual today. I'm gonna try. So for those of you who did get married, right? And then Charlie, we could talk about relationship wise, right? How did you know it was time for you to get married? Because Nikki, you said you went from, well, she shot her shot. Shout out to my sis. But how did you know, especially when you've come from previous relationships and they didn't go well, especially if the relationship prior to the one you are in now was tumultuous, right? How did you know it was a safe space to land?
Man, I can talk to her about anything under the sun and the moon, and she won't judge me. She won't look at me differently. She will actually know. She tells me all the time, I know you better than you know yourself. And sometimes I believe that, you know, just my emotions and everything that I go through, she senses it before I even open my mouth. Hmm. But knowing that she was the one, and that safe space for me is just being able to just be myself and not her judge me and who I am and where I come from. You know, we both come from different walks of life, you know, and she may think my life, my walk of life is a little bit better than hers because I was just spoiled. I ain't gonna lie, I was spoiled. But being the fact we came from two different worlds and we were still able to love each other, that's amazing. That's amazing. But I knew she was my wife day one. I just couldn't marry day one, but I knew from day one she was my wife. And as soon as I could marry her, guess what? I got married.
I love it. Okay, BFF.
Okay. I knew my wife was going to be my wife when I learned her heart for people. Because me personally, I've never been a people person. I'm not a people person. I'm the one that sits in the corner and observes the entire room before I say hi to anybody if I don't know you. But her heart for people is to go reach out, even if it's people she don't know. Or let's say somebody is in need, and if it can be a complete stranger, and if she has it, she'll give it. I told this story before where I knew that was the woman that I needed to be with, or wanted to be with, rather. I was sick in my house, in my sister's house, actually. I was living with my sister at the time, and I'm sick. And I'm borderline feeling like dying. You know how we get, bro. When we are sick, it's over. Leave me alone. Put me in the room. Don't bother me. If you're not going to do it, I'm spazzing out. Leave me alone.
The world is over.
But she drove from Virginia to New Jersey just to take care of me. And I was like, how can I not want to be with a woman like that? Well, funny story is, before this, I had told her, I was like, I'm going to marry you one day. And she laughed at me. I'm talking Kevin Hart on stage and his funniest joke laughed at me. Because from a physical standpoint, I am not my wife's type. She loved tall and dark. I'm short and light. She ain't want me, but sometimes you got to overcome those superficial things to get what you wanted. And I told her flat out, I was like, I'm going to marry you. You're going to have my children. And now 14 years later, we married with two kids and the one that's about to be adopted.
Okay. Period. Pew, 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 pew. Tell her now, who laughing?
Okay, I told you so.
All right. So I think for me, I've been married before. So that marriage was absolutely toxic. And I think that me and my husband, right? So I was trying to be cute one day and I'm walking down the stairs, boom, boom, boom. And we just met. We like maybe a weekend. Okay. We're not that far in. So I broke my foot. And you know, most people most men nowadays would drive you to the hospital and, all right, you here. All right, call me if you need a ride back. No, he sat there, and I'm talking about for hours and hours. Okay, that he didn't have to do that. Then the next day, I think maybe 2 days later, we get into a car accident. I'm talking about if we didn't already experience life that quick, just in that short amount of time, that's my husband. We're going to go through life together. All right, let's see what else life has to throw at us. I like this. He paid bills. He take care of his family. I watched him help his children with his homework. I watched the way he loved on his kids. That was enough for me. After watching different people and seeing how people maneuver in life, like, I think you know when somebody is going to be your somebody. So that's my somebody. Yep, that's it.
I love it. It's the glow for me. I'm going to say that every time she say something. She's like, my husband. And then her face just glows. I love it. Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right. Well, shouts out to y'all in the married life. I'm trying to get there, as I said. But I'm about to be unprivate for a moment. Me and my girl have been going out for a while now, months, and I really appreciate her. I see y'all got stories. I got a story to tell y'all too. Came home from work one night, and I don't know what happened. Maybe it happened at work, something, but I just couldn't sleep. My mouth closed up. I shook her and tell her, yo, I can't breathe. Called the ambulance. We in the hospital. She holding my hand. She rubbing my hand. I don't know what's going on. I'm freaking out. Blood pressure high through the roof. They're telling me I got an infection. She went. She got the medicine for me. She took care of me for like 3 days straight. That right there proved to me that I have someone in my corner. Someone who, if I'm down, they're going to be there. Because hands up, I'm going to be there for you too, no doubt. But from where I've come from, because I've been in many relationships, my sister could tell you. She's a blessing in disguise. Like, I've done some things. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, what man haven't done anything, you know? But, you know, being truthful and being honest, I'm happy to have her in my life because she forgives me. And as I said, you know, it's patience, it's time. You know, I want her to be patient with me, and I'm going to be patient with her. And I hope it evolves into a marriage, because this is it. This is my last relationship. I'm done. Like, but she got the qualifications of a wife. You know, she was a wife before, but it didn't happen. You know, so I guess I got to be the man to prove the point that this woman that I have in my life is worth being a wife. She's worth it.
So for
that's
me,
right, bro. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
That's right. You know, I like that. I'm proud of him. All right, go ahead.
She felt like me when I was talking to Thomas. Oh Lord, don't start, Nikki, because you know Nikki emotion.
Look, I'm over here got water all in my eyes. I'm like, oh, don't cry over here.
That is hilarious. But so for me, I want to say, let's see. I told this to Nikki before when we was on the phone the other day, actually. I know that it's different for me. I know that I am with the person that I'm supposed to be with because they provide something that I never knew that I needed. And for me, my previous relationship, like you, Z, was very toxic. And to come from chaos and to enter peace is a whole different experience. Like, to be able to just be yourself, to be fully vulnerable, to be in your rawest form and still be treated fragile, but in a good way. Like, this person takes time, and cares and is considerate of you and your children, you know, that's big. And to really be in a situation where you know you're safe, that's something that I've never had. Like, you can say, oh yeah, I feel safe, but to know that you're safe, to know that this person has your back, to know that when you lay your head down, you don't have to worry about anything happening to you because this person has you. Like, I can be blindfolded and I will trust this man, you know, to walk down the street because I know that he has me, you know, and that's something that I never had before. So that's something worth nurturing. That's something worth keeping, and that's something worth protecting at all costs. So, you know, hopefully it goes where it's supposed to go, but you know, we'll see. Maybe that'll be an episode one day. You never know. All right, guys. So for those who are in relationships, you know, a lot of the times we get into conflict and different things. How do you guys handle conflict in your relationships? How do you resolve disagreements?
Child, that was a rough one in the beginning. I'm serious because you being you, this is a Nikki thing type thing. You have to kind of like put down how you are in order for you to get through some things. And I'm the type of person, when we get in an argument in the beginning, I was like wanting to know what's the problem, how to fix it, like yeah, you know, nagging. And she was that type of person that I don't want to deal with this right now until I calm down type thing. So it took me a while to get to a point where I gave her space to calm down and then come back to it and try to resolve the issue. That took years, y'all. I mean, years for me to get to that point where I can just walk away and let her be mad for the moment and then come back and talk about it. But our disagreements didn't last long. You know, we be mad right now, and the next minute we're good. And my mother-in-law used to say all the time, if they mad with each other, don't get in the middle of that, because they're gonna be right back with each other in the next few minutes. They're gonna be fine, and you're gonna be the victim. So we could always resolve it, you know what I'm saying? But it was just, I had to realize that I had to give her time to calm down. Because she ignored me, and that would piss me off even worse. I'm like, you hear me talking to you? I know you hear me. So, yeah. But now we good. You know, I can deal with it now. I can allow her that time. But it's time that gets you there. You have to go through the motions for a while in order for you to get to points where you can be like, all right, I know you now. I know what you want. I'm gonna let you calm down, and we gonna talk about it though. We gonna talk about it. But I'm gonna let you calm down. So that's my take on disagreements and how I navigate it now.
So I'm more like your wife and you're more like mine. I am the person who don't want to talk about it. It's like, you got to give me 5. If you don't give me 5, I might blow up. And it's like, leave me alone for just a few minutes, because if I speak now, I'm going to regret what I say. And once you say it, you can't take it back. It's out there already. My wife is, I want to talk about it now, person. It's like, let's get through this. Let's figure it out. But we made an agreement early in our relationship. This is before marriage, this is before children, all of that, that we had rules to our disagreements. We will not yell. We will not cuss at each other. Because 2 yelling people aren't getting anything solved.
Not like that.
And cussing is a no, because I don't like being cussed at. You can cuss around me, don't cuss at me. Because if you cuss at me, then I want to fight. So we ain't going to do that. And without question, physical was out the question. We don't do that stuff around here. But we fight fair. One person gets to air their grievances, and the other person just listens. And then the other person can air their grievances, and the other person just listens. And then we come together and say, well, what can we do to come to some sort of an agreement? Even if we disagree on the subject. And when you can't agree on it, it's like, okay, well, I don't agree with what you said. You don't agree with what I said. Let's just leave that alone. Because if we can leave that alone, and it's not like a non-negotiable with either one of us, then there's no point in arguing about it. That means it's not that important. And the important stuff, let's sit down and let's talk like two adults. Let's figure it out, and then we go forward.
So I'm more, I am Nikki all the way, 100%. I want to know right now. Tell me what the problem is, what I did wrong. Let's solve it right now. Why? Like, why we can't talk about it? You know what I'm saying? What's the problem? You know, but I'm in the process of learning how to allow him his space. You know, people need space. Everybody don't want to just talk in that moment. You know, people don't handle situations the same. And I'm really here working very hard on this because it's a real challenge. It's a challenge when you're battling yourself. You know, I'm like this. This is who I am. This is me. I want to know what I did to you right now. What did I do wrong? So I can fix it, you know? Because in my mind, if you tell me what I did right now, I can correct it. We don't have this problem again. But if I know, I feel like if I got to wait a day, you know, then what's the point? Like, I don't want to talk about that then. I want to talk about it when it happened. Because that's when it happened. But I understand. I'm learning that. You gotta work with people. It's not all about self. Not when you marry, at least. Definitely not when you marry. When you marry, it's about both of you, how both of you feel. You both got to talk. Y'all both got to come to some sort of agreement, disagreement. Agree to disagree, it's fine. So y'all can move on, you know? But that's it.
Well, in a relationship, the feelings matter too. So, basically, I'm going to want to talk about the situation then and there. I don't want to wait. I can't wait. Because at that moment in time, if you're going to sit there and let me wait, and then I hear like a day or two later why you was mad, I'm going to look at you like, yo, we could have solved this when it happened. You know, why drag it out? You know, then we're going to get even more mad at each other. Look, listen, check this out. If I'm supposed to be your friend, if I'm supposed to be the person that you run to, your safe space, if I'm supposed to be your pain reliever at night, we going to solve this right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's all I got to say on that subject.
Well, y'all know I love to SpongeBob people. So I'm going to just say, I'm going to just say that talking right now, baby, no, because it's the Jersey City in me. And it's a Taurus in me. And for the parties involved, I need a minute. Let me just, you know, woosah, get my thoughts together so I could come back in a level-headed space. Because when I'm mad, I'm mad. I'm big mad. I'm little, but I'm big mad. So I try to, you know, calm the beast. And then when the beast is calm, then I could talk about it. Then I can, you know, I'm working on it, y'all. I'm a work in progress. I'm working on my communication. I'm working on my conflict resolution. But baby, it ain't easy. But I'm getting there. Because that is something that I did learn in my previous situations. That is a sore spot for me. So I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm evolving. And the person that I'm with, it makes it easier to communicate. A lot of the times, you know, you are standoffish to communicate because you're in a situation where you have to walk on eggshells and you can't express yourself because you don't like the confrontation and you don't want, okay, here's a visual for you, Nikki. You know, in The Color Purple, where Mr. May shook some food and it was disgusting and she threw it out and it hit the wall. You don't want to be the food hitting the wall, right? So you kind of like walk on eggshells, but when you get into a safer situation, a healthier situation, you learn how to navigate and have emotional intelligence to communicate how you feel, to communicate when you're not liking a certain thing. And he probably get tired of me saying what I don't like, because now I'm really saying something. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a work in progress. And once you, like you said, Nikki, it took years. once you kind of get to know how each other flows and moves and communicates, it gets easier. So it's a work in progress, but it's getting easier. So for y'all who are married, I'm going to give you a break for a minute, Charlie. But those of you who are married, was the reality of what y'all are now in regards to marriage different from what you expected?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. That's loaded. Because, you know, people tell you, you know, marriage is one thing and marriage is another thing. Marriage is work, okay? Mm-hmm. What you did in the beginning to get that person, you have to continuously do those things. Because as soon as you drop the ball on that, then everything goes haywire. Now, all of a sudden, you got people in your inboxes trying to reconnect with you because you married. Like, all kind of things start happening to test your love for that person. All kinds of temptations. And you have to be strong. You have to be strong and you have to be ready. When they say through sickness and health, death, all that, those vows, that's real. You're going to have moments where your mate is going to be sick and you may have to be that person to carry the bills. You may have to be that person to bail you out of all kinds of things. Yeah. So you have to be able to go through everything together and still be able to have your sanity. Me and my wife, when I tell you, I knew she was my ride or die. We went through a situation some years ago where we was homeless. Nowhere to go. We moved to North. This is when we first moved to North Carolina. It's the first time I ever told this story, y'all. We moved to North Carolina. I had a job offer and I had a good job. But when she got here, her certification for nursing didn't transfer. So they was telling her she had to take it all over again. So for a while, she didn't have a job. I was the only income. So after a while, it got hard. It did. It got hard for a little bit. So we end up staying in the car. We end up staying in the car. We end up staying in hotels. We didn't eat because my daughter was with us. So she ate. We didn't. Together as a unity to make sure she was taken care of. We made sure she ate and we didn't. We stayed in that car, y'all, for months until we found something that we could actually afford and she finally had a job. That's when I knew that she was my ride or die. And that's when I knew that we can survive. When I say anything, anything. If you don't have that in your life where you have somebody that you're married to that's going to be able to be there in the good and the bad, what you doing? What you doing? Because she could have left. I could have left. I could have went back and stayed with my mom. She could have went back to Florida and stayed with her mom. But we stuck it out together because at this time, y'all, I don't think we was married yet. But was we married? No, we just got married. Just got married and went through that whole situation. We could have just separated right then. So marriage is not easy. It's not. People think that it's, you know, they're all concerned about the wedding. You know, the dress, the tugs, going down the aisle, the flower girl, and all the fancy things behind it. What's happening after the wedding, though? So that's my take on it, y'all. That's my take on marriage. Marriage is work. Don't take that lightly. Don't just get into it because you want to wear that beautiful wedding dress or you want to get in that tux. Because what's coming after that, it's going to test everything in your life. That's my take.
So the reality versus the fantasy is different. It's real. Real different because people change, people evolve, people grow. The person that said I do in front of the church or the pastor or the courthouse, wherever you may have gotten married, will not be that same person 5, 10, 15 years down the line. They will not be that person. And the problem today is vows mean very little to a lot of people. And I got asked this actually last week by one of my coworkers. They was like, yo, because I do a lot of merchandising. And they was like, yo, why you don't wear your ring to work? I was like, well, first of all, if my finger gets stuck, I'm in trouble. Number two, I know I'm married. What does that ring change? That ring is nothing but that ring is a symbol between my wife and I, but the vow that I took means more than that ring ever will. And what happens when that worst comes? Because worse is gonna come. I also was at a point where after me and my wife got married that we were homeless. We weren't staying in the car, but we had to literally leave Virginia and come to New Jersey because we had nowhere else to go. And when I tell you, I packed myself, my pregnant wife, my two-year-old daughter, and everything we had in a Honda Accord and drove from Virginia to New Jersey just to be able to stay with my sister because that's the only place we had to go. But she never for a second made me feel bad about it. Never for a second was like, you're not providing, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. Never. She just literally wrote it out. We had literally, when we left, we may have found out she was pregnant maybe 2-3 weeks before that. So I'm thinking in my head, you know, that I'm failing as a husband. Meanwhile, my wife is lifting me up the whole time, pregnant and taking care of a two-year-old daughter. Never once made me feel like I was less of a man. There have been other situations, but what I'm saying is, much to what Nikki said, is that person your ride or die? Because if your vows don't mean as much as your wedding, once the honeymoon is over, you're divorced. Because that's where it's going. If you're there for the $10,000-$12,000 wedding and the 2-week honeymoon, because if you're there for just that, just go on vacation.
I know that's right.
Just go on vacation because you're spending all this money for what? My wedding was done in my uncle's backyard. I ain't ashamed to say it, and I loved my little wedding. And people to this day was like, yo, your wedding was so nice. I know, because we put our all into it, but we weren't there for the wedding. We were there for us. And if you ain't there for us, it's not going to work. When worse comes, where will your alliance lie?
He did it, y'all. He did it.
He did it, Z. That, I'm glad it was you and not me.
It was the part about his wife when he kept on talking, and I'm like, oh my God, he getting a little cracky in the voice, and he gonna have us all crying right here. Because we felt how much his wife meant to him. You understand mm-hmm. me? All right. So not once did I ever walk into my marriage thinking that my marriage was not what I was gonna expect it to be. Okay, and that's coming from one who has been married before, right? I got married the first time, 17, had no knowledge of what a marriage is, why it is, how we work this, what we're supposed to do. I'm just here. I need somewhere to live, okay? This time around, I'm married because I'm serious. I'm dead serious. And before we got married, he asked me, he came to me, he said, you want to be my wife? And I said, I mean, yeah, you want to be my husband? Why not? Let's go for it, you know?
Why not? Period.
Let's go for it, okay? Wow. But then I had to say this to him, and I meant this very much. Are you sure that this is what you want to do? Because this is not a little... we sign a piece of paper and I'm your wife, and in reality, I'm just your girlfriend. No. Our bills, our finances, everything about us is now one. I am you, you are me, we're one. We're no longer two. Are you sure? Your children, my children. My children are your children. Are you sure? 5 years from now, I might not be her. 10 years, 15 years, I might not be. I'm still going to be just as fine as I am, but I might not be her. Are you sure? He said, I'm sure. Definitely. I said, all right, well, when are we going? Where are we going? When is happening? Let's go. Well, we went to the courthouse. Because like you said, it's not about the people that are surrounding us. This is for us. This is for me and him, how we feeling, what we want to enjoy. My daughter came and she signed the paper. That's how real it was. She, 15. And she signed for her mother to get married, which means that my child now gave me her approval for this man that she likes. You don't get that too often. You don't hear about people, children, mm-hmm. signing their mama off to mm-hmm. a man. Right? So how much time are you willing to invest inside of a marriage? How serious is the commitment in a marriage? I'm going to leave y'all with that, right? I'm done.
Look at you. You just like Thomas. Okay.
I can do it again.
She said, I can do it too. I love y'all. Okay, so this is Nikki's favorite part of the show, y'all. This is the last question. I'm going. Why you do me like that, Nikki Nicole? What's going on?
Why you do me like that?
I want y'all to give the viewers, listeners, because this is audio as well as video, some advice on relationships, love, marriage. For those who are seeking, because this is, you know, February, this is the month everybody gets in their feelings if they're single. Depression does follow. And, you know, a lot of people want love, but a lot of people don't really know how to obtain it. They know how to get it, but they don't know how to maintain it, right? So just encourage the people to not settle because they want to be with someone. Encourage them to let them know the importance of waiting, because what you guys are currently in, what you guys have currently expressed that you are experiencing, is well worth the wait. So I'm going to start off with Charlie, because Charlie didn't speak the last segment. So I'm going to start off with Charlie. Then I'm going to go to you, Nikki. Okay. Then I'm going to go to Z, and we're going to save Thomas for last. Okay. That's good, y'all. That's good. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Let him drop the mic.
That's how we go into the show. He's the show stopper. Thomas is the show.
Show over.
Okay. All right. Show over after that. Everybody go home.
What was the question again?
I said, just in not a question per se, but just like encourage the people to let them know, you know, those who are not in a relationship, those who may be in a relationship and they want to get to where you guys are, where you've experienced, let them know the importance of not settling, because when you do find the one, it's worth, you know, all that you have been through.
Okay. All right, let's get it. All right, basically, there's a saying, how can you love someone when you don't even love yourself? First of all, you got to make sure that you, yourself, is ready to endure somebody else's life, somebody else coming into your life, somebody showing you things. You know, you might get mad and frustrated because they're doing it right and you was doing it wrong all along. You got to be ready to accept new things and see new things. You just got to make sure that you're ready to be in this relationship and endure and grow with this person and, you know, make sure shit happen. What else? Because you said a lot.
No, that's good. That's good. I was just saying, you know, like some people don't have relationships right now, and Valentine's Day can be very depressing. You know, a lot of people might settle because they just want somebody to have those Christmas pajama pictures, right? Or to show off on the gram. And we know half of that stuff is just highlights. A lot of them people don't even like each other for real. You know, you kind of touched on, you know, what it is they need to do in order to prepare for the love that they are looking for. They have to start with themselves, and then mm-hmm. it will overflow to whoever they find. So you did good.
Pat me
okay, Nikki.
Oh, it's me. Oh, I'm sitting there waiting on Z. I thought I was
no, next. she after you because she can do it too. She a showstopper too, so she gonna do
I
it.
I know, right?
Period.
My advice is don't do it until you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're ready to be in a relationship, hopefully with somebody, and focus on that person. Don't lower your standards. And like Charlie, to bounce off what Charlie says, you have to love yourself first. That's real. If you don't love yourself first, then you're going to fall for anything. You're going to be with anybody because you don't love yourself. You don't know who you are. So don't be depressed this season, because you know what? The person that is for you is going to come. Your person is going to come. You just have to be patient. Sometimes they just fall in your lap. My wife was walking by me every single day, y'all. Every single day down the street that I lived on. Never laid eyes on her. For years. And then one day, I happened to go to Florence. Matter of fact, no, I didn't go to Florence. She came to my hometown. And my best friend said, listen, I need you to come over here. I need you to just keep this girl company while I entertain her. So I'm like, no. I'm not coming over there to entertain no female for you. Nah, I just got from church. I'm not coming over there. Long story short, I got dressed up. I just threw me on a t-shirt and some jeans. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on over there. I had a girlfriend, so I ain't had no business over there no way, you know?
Ooh, Nikki.
Listen, I ain't had no business over there. And this is what I was trying to tell her. So I was like, I got a girl. I don't got no business over there. So she's like, come on, man. Come on, bad influences. Come on. Let's come on over here. So I go. And it was at my cousin's house. She was actually, she met the girl at my cousin's house. So I went. Now, had I not went, I would have missed that shot again to meet my wife. So what's for you is for you. Who's for you is for you. I don't care if it's years later. Like I said, she'd been walking by me all these years. I never saw her. But she came to my hometown in my area, and I still end up meeting her. So just be patient. Let God lead you. And just know that your person is on the way, and just focus on loving yourself. That's all I got.
Come on, Z.
I sat here and I thought about this, right? The moment you said it, I had it. I'm like, yourself, right? You love yourself, right? And then my brother said it and she said it. So I'm going to say it a little bit different, right? When you love yourself, you can't lose love. Okay. Doesn't matter who comes in your space. If you love you, you can't lose love. It does not matter, right? It's okay if the man that's laying beside you ain't your man. Or the woman laying next to you, if she ain't for you, that's not your woman. It is okay. It's okay to tell yourself, I'm not for you, and move on. Because your person is waiting for you somewhere in this world. So it's fine. That's fine. You don't got to be depressed over love. You don't got to be sad. You don't have to be stressed. Look, ice cream and cookies, it does it best. Okay? That's your best friend and yourself. All right? Take yourself on a date. Go to the movies. You know? Go to a restaurant. Go out to eat with self. Because if you love you first and you put you first, whoever is your person is going to walk through your door gracefully. I'm done.
All right, y'all. Here you go.
Don't you start.
Come on, please.
Okay. So I'll start off by asking the question that I was asked. Can you be happy alone? If you cannot be happy alone, you will never be happy with anybody else. And that was a secret that me and my wife found before we even got together. Can you be happy by yourself? Because if you can't make you happy, how do you expect somebody else to? And I know, you know, Valentine's Day is here and all this other kind of stuff, but what happens when the balloons and the chocolate go away? Because balloons and chocolate are fine. They only last a week. by the time the next week roll around, your balloons are deflated and you done ate all the candy. So can you get past the decorations? I'm going to use a metaphor. When you pull, when the confetti is swept up and is vacuumed up and you see your bare floor, are you happy there? When you get past all the pretty stuff, can you be happy there? Because me personally, I can be happy all by myself. I can be in the house alone, quiet, with every door shut and be okay. My wife is no different. She can be by herself in the house, all the doors closed. Well, no, I'm sorry. Doors are open with her. In the house, by herself, all the doors open, all the windows up, and she'd be just fine. But I had to learn to be happy with me before I could be happy with her. Because when we first got together, I wasn't happy with me. And that unhappiness I took out on her. And I'm lucky she stayed. So can you be happy by yourself? Because if you can't, you're going to waste somebody's time. Or you're going to settle and get your heart broke. So my encouragement to those that are looking for love, if you stop looking for love outside, start looking for love inside, love will find you on the outside.
See why we save him for last? You see?
Boom. Boom. You and the visuals, him and the metaphors. Okay. What
we doing? You said the confetti, and then you sweep the confetti up. Do you like that? Do you like that? Floor was you
stand on? And I said, what? And the balloons deflated. I said, okay.
We're gonna have gas from the chocolate and then just deflated balloons. Come on, here. Gas.
Nobody want that.
But you know what? You guys are so right, because at the end of the day, self-love is important, and you have to be whole as an individual first before you become one with someone else. When people say, oh, I met my other half. No, you got to be a whole person with another whole person, and then y'all become one person. So this is when 1 + 1 = 1, right? So I love that you said that. That is important. That is something that I struggled with, like going out by myself, child. But when you do that, you really get the opportunity to get to know who you are. Because if you're going from relationship to relationship to relationship, you're evolving whether you know it or not. So that person that you were when you entered relationship one is not the same person, or shouldn't be the same person, now that you're in relationship five. So that self-time that you have, that's when you're supposed to be developing. That's when you're supposed to be growing and knowing what you like, what you don't like. So when your person does show up, it's easier for you to recognize, because like I said before, it'll be cohesive. It won't be any friction. I'm going to let you guys tell the people where they can find you. I thank you guys for coming on. I'm going to start with Charlie, then Z, then Thomas, and then Nikki.
Hey, y'all, what's up? My name is Charlie Nice. You can find me on Facebook, Charlie Nice Nice, or you can find me on Instagram, Product of 718. I'm on TikTok too, Product of 718. Yeah, y'all can find me there.
I'm MZ. You can find me, Poetically Sincere on YouTube or TikTok. And that's where I'm at.
If you try to find me on Facebook, just try to find me through Nikki Ashira, because you won't otherwise. I spend most of my time on Instagram. It's Tommy Guns 920, TOMMYGUNZ 920. And that's pretty much it.
No, I had to come back around off the Nikki Nicole now.
Dang, I thought I was saved. I was like,
nope.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, sis, for this opportunity. It's always a pleasure to collaborate with you. We are in February, y'all, and you know the Preparation Podcast is launched. Y'all got to make sure y'all check us out. We have some amazing episodes there. You can find Breaking the Silence episodes on Breaking the Silence Podcast 24 on YouTube. And I hope to see everybody at the BTS Level Up Showcase this year, March 1st. Can't wait to see you. That's it.
What? She ain't telling nobody about her books, none of that. See, child,
that's irrelevant. All that stuff is irrelevant. You always want me to tell my business.
I said how the people can support you. You ain't giving the website nothing.
Okay. The website, BreakingTheSilenceInc.com. Make sure you visit the website, y'all. Grab one of those books. I just released Grind Today, Win Tomorrow, Motherhood, and all my other books are there too. And merch is coming soon. You glad now, sis?
Y'all, make sure y'all support all these amazing people. And I hope you enjoyed this roundtable. I hope you learned something. I hope you're encouraged. And I wish you guys nothing but the best in love, life, and happiness. As always, I want you to know that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys, talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.